Students at Repetto School in Monterey Park learned about a crucial part of disaster relief this morning, how to help their four-legged friends. Reporter Lauren Jones has the story.
It's often forgotten that an entire segment of the population is impacted by natural disasters. Over 70,000 animals have been rescued in times of natural disaster by organizations like the American Humane Association. The association brought its 82-foot-long rescue rig to Repetto School in Monterey Park. The rig features a mobile vet hospital, flood boats, and can even house up to 16 volunteers. Students at the school were able to get a private tour of the big rig that just returned from Hurricane Sandy.
We are becoming a more humane society in a lot of different ways.
That's Ira Brill, Director of Program Communication for Foster Farm, which co-sponsored the event.
And if we can, you know, help our young people to understand that, then they're going to grow up to be, I think, better students, better citizens.
Brill says the association is creating programs and services to inform children about animal welfare. Haley Nzunza is a sixth grader at Repetto Middle School. She was surprised at all of the services the American Humane Association provides.
I thought it was really neat how they have all the search and rescue gear, and I never knew how much they took care of, like, the chickens and all the animals.
That's exactly the thinking Robin Ganser, the president and CEO of the American Humane Association, wants to hear. She says programs like these aim to create the next generation of animal rescuers.
American Humane Association is this country's first national humane organization. We've been in every single major natural disaster.
Where's the chicken?
Kids have been just over the moon.
Even though they were disappointed they didn't get to see chickens, the children were sporting their junior animal rescue badges as they walked back to class. Lauren Jones, Annenberg, Radio News.
Okay, hands out.